So the scrimmage is going on right now, and I kind of wanted to, I don't know, I have no idea how much of this background noise is going to pick up, or if you can hear me or what, but I kind of wanted to, I don't know, pick up the atmosphere. When they go to ones-on-ones, it is lively. They're getting coaching right now, but it's one offense against one defense doing third down drills right now, and they are ready to get after each other, like itching and chomping. When it's the ones on twos, it's kind of like, you know, the lead dog in the pack tells the younger pup what's up. Oh, Ian Thomas. Goodness. Ian Thomas just lowered a shoulder and put, who was that? Ian Days at tailback. Just put him down. Impressions from the scrimmage so far. Well, one, it's just fun. This is fun for me. The team I cheer for, root for, live and die for, going after each other hard. It's fun to see this because practices maybe 2 years ago weren't this lively, weren't this intense, weren't this, I don't know, there's just a camaraderie for the offense and the defense that I don't remember from 2 years ago. As I say that, third and six, Shieldhouse, nice pass in the flat to Lankford, who's had a good scrimmage, picks up the first down about 10 yards. So far, Nathan's had a much better day passing. What I'm doing today is I'm doing a little spot shadow work. I'm watching one guy, so I'm watching Austin Tietzma for an entire series, not watching the ball, not watching any of that. So I'll get to that when I blog about it this afternoon, but for this series, I'm just watching how the offense flows. Nathan looks much more comfortable. Just, it was like a third and 21 after a penalty. Hit a nice little seam route to Spencer Harris. Interesting that Jonathan Brown's calling out more plays than Ian Thomas is on, you know, picking up. I don't know if you could hear him calling to watch the wheel. A little dump in the flat to, Vanulis. And Jonathan Brown blew him up, kept him short of the first down. So they're just running positional drills like now they're going to run a third and four ones-on-ones. Obviously the ones, as they should, stand out far above the rest. I think the one defense is pretty set. The main two guys that rotate in are, when we go to the nickel, Craig Wilson comes out and Justin Green comes on, and they play three DBs with another nice pass from Shieldhouse to Lankford. They'll play three DBs. And then the other main rotation is you'll see Houston Bates come in. I think there was a couple times I saw Bates and Brown out there with Thomas sitting. So I think those are the three linebackers that will rotate at the two inner position. Brandon Denmark, I think, hurt his ankle earlier today, so he hasn't been rotating in. But I think that's your base defense, is those, the main nine guys. Safety will be determined when Sonny comes back. And then they'll rotate Craig Wilson out, bring Justin Green in for three cornerbacks, and they'll bring Bates in a lot of times in pass rushing situations. So we're paused right now because Ian Days has a little helmet issue. And I think they've given Pollard enough carries. They're holding both Ford and Green out, so Ian Days is all they've got. One other thing before I turn this off and watch, do a little more spot shadowing. Because they're holding Ford and Golden out, and did I say Green earlier? I meant Golden. Because they're holding Ford and Golden out, and Ian Days is getting so many carries, and Pollard got so many carries, they're giving some carries to Jay Prosh. They're kind of telling him to play. And I'll be darned if he hasn't really picked. I mean, he's running over some people. Nate Creer, Shieldhouse's dad, is over on the sideline just rooting for him because he wants him to get some carries this year. And, you know, this might be that day where they used him out of necessity and realized, you know what, he can really run some people over. So, that's what we got so far. I love this place. Go Alana.